Coach St. Bonaventure in here tonight, game on ESPN2. Really a good showcase game for the A-10 and for Davidson.
Expecting a terrific crowd Friday night under the lights and national TV. St. Bonnie's picked number two in the conference in the preseason poll with two clearly strong candidates for, if not player of the year in a conference, all-conference first team. So it should be an exciting night for Davidson and for A-10 basketball.
Coach, they highlight in their game notes, St. Bonaventure, that Davidson's a fantastic three-point shooting team, and St. Bonaventure is a very good defensive team against the three. What do you see from that tonight?
They hold their opponent teams to 30% from the three-point line, which is pretty darn good. I would say it's in the top of the Atlantic 10, if not in the country. We, of course, have not lived as much on a three as we've lived on an equal opportunity offense that's given us post-ups, drives to the basket, three-point shots. So I think we're developing into a team that's creating offense for more than just the three-point line.
Coach, when you look at their two guys in the backcourt, Mobley and Adams, what do you see and what do you have to do to try to stop them?
Well, they're like one-man fast breaks. Once they get possession of the ball, it's like a speeding bullet coming down the court. Then we have to greet them and meet them with a team of defenders. We have to limit their ability to get open looks, and then we have to contain their dribble penetration because they're very good at getting to the foul line as well as knocking down threes, and they are superb at finding open men because they get two guys on them in so many cases after ball screen offense.
Coach, your team on a great streak in the A-10, won four in a row. What have you seen in those four games that you really like?
I like the way we're improving and becoming a team of defenders. There's a connected feeling that the players have, and that's the result of talking and positioning as well as on-the-ball activity. And the combination of five guys doing this has led to pretty darn good defense. I think the concept of going from zone to man has also created opportunities for our guys to break rhythm and not allow the opposing teams to get into any kind of offensive rhythm. Now, that's going to be a challenge for us tonight because of the lethal ability of both Mosley and Adams to shoot the ball from three and, of course, their athleticism and length, which can really create chaos for us on the offensive glass.
Coach, when you send the Wildcats out in just a few minutes to face this team, what will be your final message to them?
Well, we've got to stop the bullet and defend it as the bullet being the ball. We've got to stop the bullet and defend it as a team of defenders. There can be no space whatsoever. A guy takes a ball screen, we better have somebody in the hip of the screener or in the hip of the dribbler. And then we better be in position off the ball, zoned up, so that we don't give them too much daylight. On the offensive end, we've got to make them defend us. They have the capacity to force teams to rush their shots, their catches, their dribbles, and we've got to really be in control and not come down and shoot the first quick look, but rather really make them work to defend us.
Good luck, Coach.
Thanks, John.